Hey Pete, it says on your website, get your tartan ready. Well, I've ticked that box already because I've bought a tartan skirt this week, so perfect timing.
Perfect. You'll not look out of place there.
Exactly. So you're playing at Alexander's Live on Thursday the 25th of November. Is this your first time to the venue?
It is, yeah. Terry, the musical director, he's played there before, but
yeah.
he was helping out in another band for the evening. So he's got an idea what's ahead of us.
Cool.
So it's a great place. It's a great venue.
It really, really is. Where are you all based?
Oh, all over the place. Well, mainly, most of the band are from Hull, on the coast. There's a couple of us from Doncaster, Wayon and Sheffield. So, you know, Yorkshiremen.
Yorkshireman. I love it.
Yeah.
So what can people expect from your set at Alexander's Live? All the classics, I expect.
All the hits, Maggie May, Baby Jane, Sailing, all that. And a few surprises thrown in.
Amazing.
Sing-alongs, you know, You're In My Heart.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
All that kind of thing. Everybody, that's the beauty of it. Everybody knows the songs. Everybody knows them. So if I forget the words, they help me out. That's good.
Yeah, chanting along.
Yeah. I just stop sometimes, just let them leave them to it.
Leave them to it, have a bit of a break. So I've noticed you look like Rod Stewart. Is that what drew you to pay tribute to him, or is it love of his music as well?
No, not at all. I've always been a fan of Rod's. I've always been a huge fan. I started working in the working men's clubs.
Oh, cool.
And doing, you know, the usual covers, that sort of thing. Anyway, I used to throw in the odd Rod Stewart song. People say, well, you've got that growly voice.
You have. Even your speaking voice.
Raspy. That's it. So he said, you ought to do more of that. So I started doing two, then I do three Rod songs, and they were really getting well received. So then I'd do the middle spot as Rod songs, and then it just progressed from there. I started doing the tribute and then got myself this wonderful band.
Amazing.
Now, you know, there's myself and another six.
Oh, six
stage.
Of you?
The other seven of us.
Oh, wow.
Together.
That's an army.
Seven, I call them, yeah. Oh, the wonderful saxophone, keyboards, drums, bass, two guitarists, everything you'd, you know, it's an experience. It's great just playing with these musicians, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I bet.
Great bunch of guys as well.
Well, that was my next question. Tell us about your bandmate. So you've covered that, but I was just going to say I've spoken to Terry quite a lot this week because we had some technical issues, and he's quite a character, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's the keyboard player.
Yeah.
Keyboard player extraordinaire. He used to play with Ken Dodd.
Oh, did he?
Last 10 years of Ken Dodd's life, Terry was his MD, musical director.
He totally downplayed himself because he was like, I'm just the keyboard player. And I was like, never use that expression. Can I excuse you there? Like, how can you just be the keyboard player?
He's a keyboard wizard.
Yeah, bless him.
Oh, he's a genius, and a lovely guy to boot.
Yes, he is. I've had a laugh with him this week. So is it good to be back on the road after the last couple of years we've had?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But that's the problem. We had our diary completely wiped out.
Yeah.
We're just going to all these places. Fortunately, they've rebooked us all, and they've rebooked us, so we've got dates going through to 2023.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Oh, yeah,
amazing.
But it's great to be back, but you just worry in case the rug pulled from underneath you again.
Exactly, I know.
But I hope not. I don't think so.
I
think we're over the worst. The eternal optimist.
Yes, most definitely. Onwards and upwards. Well, you have a very classy website, might I say, and I absolutely love the set designs of all the photos. You go all out with your theatrical experience, don't you?
Well, yeah. We try to, you know, dress nicely, sound nice. Terry's responsible for most of the website.
Oh, bless him.
He's put that together. Facebook site as well. All the dates for forthcoming dates are on there. And you know, we try to capture the feeling of being at a Rod concert. I don't speak like Rod, you know. I'm a northerner, and he's a southerner. but what we do is we try to replicate being at a Rod Stewart gig as much as we possibly can.
Amazing, amazing. Well, lastly, where can you be found online for people to look you up ahead of your gig at Alexander's Live?
Well, if they just Google the Rod Stewart songbook, that'll come up.
Cool.
We should come up under that one. And also on the Facebook, it's the same thing, the Rod Stewart songbook.
Brilliant.
Will be there.
Amazing. Well, it's been lovely chatting to you, Pete. All
and
the very,
you.
Very best for the future.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, and have a good gig as well. And send my love to the rest of the band.
Will do. Thank you,
Pat. Okay, thank you. Just